I'm with Baroness Shirley Williams in Leeds at the regional final for the North of the Teachers Awards. And Shirley Williams, this is the first of, I think, four sessions you're having with teachers in advance of you meeting Michael Gove.
Yes, actually, what I did was, when I first became chairman of the judges of the Teaching Awards, was to institute this idea of a workshop. And we have one now for about an hour and a half before each one of these teaching award ceremonies, because it seems to be such a shame to miss out on the opinions and comments of some of the best teachers that we have all over the country. And it's been, for me, an inspiration. I've learned an awful lot from it. Mostly, we discuss, you know, what are the current issues in education, what are people worried about. For example, most recently, before the election, we discussed questions about the responsibility of parents and how one deals with difficult children in the classroom and whether pupil referral units are effective and that kind of thing. But, of course, now, with the Academies Bill, the first bill of the new coalition, it's a natural subject for people to talk about. And one of the things that emerged in the debates in both, both Commons and the Lords was a concern about certain areas of vagueness. Accountability was one of them. Another area of vagueness was how far parents should be consulted. Another one was how finance was to be found for ideas like the new parent schools and so on, and whether that was going to be taken out of the maintained system. And probably the biggest single concern, which was expressed by quite a few MPs and peers, was whether we were looking at a two-tier education system.
Well, I thought you were very, very fair in your introduction to the teachers, where you said, you know, there are pros because you've come across schools, a lot of schools wanting more, you know, to be given their head. But then the cons, you included that one, that the schools remaining in the maintained system might slowly lose morale. And I got the impression from the teachers' response that they are seriously worried about that, and also that more of them than one might think actually value the local authority, and especially in this role of partnership of schools.
Yes. That was quite notable, and they're also, I think, concerned that they see local authority, good local authorities anyway, as having a strategy for all the children in the community, and therefore looking after educational special needs, looking after children with a different mother tongue and so forth, that they provide the necessary educational facilities to cover all the needs of their community, which of course varies from one community to another. I think they're worried about simply taking the local authority out. And one of the things that certainly has been my impression over many years is that the local authorities have been consistently blamed by both journalists and politicians for things which are quite often actually the control and the intervention of central government. The great criticism of the last Labour government was that it micromanaged. We had a teacher here who went in some detail about and resentment about micromanagement. But that has tended to be attributed to local authorities, when very often actually it's central government that has been doing the micromanaging.
And there was one teacher who, of a very successful primary, who said she'd been called in as part of a team to help a neighbouring primary, which was the opposite, and had five heads in 1 year. It's extraordinary. Well, in a situation like that, you need some sort of an outside organisation to help, don't you?
I think so. I mean, personally, I think that one of the things local authorities do is to actually hold the system together. And how far you can actually simply pick up a school and transform it like that, which is, of course, part of the assumption being made by some people about moving from maintained to an academy, without any kind of wider strategy, we'll have to see. I mean, it remains to be seen in practice what happens. Another one I think that quite a few people were really puzzled about was the quite remarkable reduction in the requirement for consultation. Up to now, we've tended to think that parents had to be carried along with everything. Clearly, the new bill doesn't demand anything like as much involvement. Well, involvement, yes, but actual consultation with and participation of parents in decision-making, much less.
I was just at my mum's yesterday and I saw on the table by her chair your book with its great title, Climbing the Shelves.
Climbing the Bookshelves.
Climbing the Bookshelves, yeah. And I immediately thought, you know, of you as a little girl scrambling up there in search of knowledge. Did you, as this is the Teaching Awards, did you have a teacher, an inspirational teacher, or maybe more than one who you still remember?
I had one particular absolutely inspirational teacher. She was my English teacher at secondary school. Her name was Margaret Higginson. She later became the headmistress of Bolton, of the Bolton School for Girls. She was a staggering teacher in the sense that she wasn't somebody who sought popularity. She was in some ways quite a complicated and quite a reserved personality. but she gave me a sense of the extraordinary richness of literature, and particularly poetry, that I never had before from a teacher in quite that way. And she used to send me postcards all my grown-up life. She used to send me postcards which would just have one sentence of poetry on it, appropriate to whatever it was I was in the middle of doing. I remember her quoting Dryden about the creation of a new world when we first originated the Social Democratic Party, and I just got this one sentence on a postcard, which was quotation from Dryden. And I thought that that was a wonderful way of encapsulating life's experiences. Yes. in a way that was memorable always. She died not long ago, but she was somebody who was absolutely deeply relished and cherished by her staff and by her girls. And one of the things that was rather nice was when she retired, every single girl embroidered her own name into a tablecloth and then gave it to Miss Higginson.
Ah, wonderful.